Добрый день. Спасибо, что вы выбрали компанию Phil Henry Air. Наш полет будет проходить на высоте 300 тысяч фит. И еще ватка. Наш полет включает Bosch. Я еще хочу упомянуть Чернобыль. And now, here's Phil.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Thanks to the listener who sent Playboy from January of 1998. It has an interview with Betty Page. Now, we were looking at the top 100 playmates from, I guess it's supposed to be the top 100 playmates of the century. The magazine's only been published since the early 50s, so they were the top 100 playmates of the last 50 years, and or 48 years, or whatever it's been. And the number three playmate was Betty Page, and she was a 50s playmate, and somebody had said she'd become a recluse and went into a nut house. Short story, her story was very interesting. And I got the copy sent by a listener of the interview they conducted with her. It's called Betty Page, My Story. And it's in the January of 98 Playboy. I'm not going to read it on the air, but I want to thank the listener for sending it. And, well, what the hell, man? Why not read it on the air, okay? Now, that'll kill off an hour. That could kill 2 hours. It's going to save some hair, what's left. Save a little chest hair. Save my throat. Save the show. How about we just read the Betty Page interview? You want? Should we take a vote? Not. Anyway, thanks for the article. I appreciate it very much. And don't forget, of course, our appearance at the Sit and Sleep in Tarzana. Margaret Gray is on the line this evening. She is a nationally syndicated columnist and is writing an article about Elian Gonzalez, the little boy. We had a hell of a night the other night with one of the members of the Cuban-American community in Miami, Margaret, who was very much against sending this boy back to Cuba and was very much in favor of keeping him here. Although most people thought that the guy was, he was a glory hog, kind of a press hog.
Well, there is that, Phil, and I think there are a lot of members of the Cuban community who want to see their name in the newspaper. They're Cuban people living in America for a short period of time, and who knows, the lure of publicity, the lure of the television camera may very well have drawn them to rabble-rouse a little bit. But my feeling on this boy, Phil, is a little bit more organic and a little bit less political. And
well, I want you to come right out and tell us, do you think that this kid should stay in America or should he go back?
I absolutely think he should stay, and I'll tell you why. Because that is what his mother wanted.
But his father wants him to go back.
His father wants him to go back. A woman and a mother knows her children intimately. And a mother knows what's best for her child. And even though the boy's father wants him to return to Havana, we have to respect and understand what the special bond between a mother and a son is, Phil. And this is what she wanted for her son. She was braving death, obviously braving a political persecution at home so that she could give the best for her boy. And I think it is obvious this is what she wanted for her boy. And
but he has a parent who is alive. He has a father who is alive.
He does have a father who is alive. And with great respect to that man, a father cannot possibly hope to know what is in a child's heart as well as a mother can. And that is what is going on here, Phil. You really have to open your eyes and get your ego out of the way. Step back from the problem a little bit.
Well, I'm going to step back from the problem this much, okay? You're saying that a father can't possibly know what a mother knows about her child. He's alive. She is not. She braved death, as you said. She braved political persecution at home. She wanted the best, but she did not survive. The father survived.
And how intelligent can he be? Think about it.
What do you mean, how intelligent can he be?
Think about it. He's living in Havana. She was trying to go to America. Who was smarter? Who was the individual who had a little bit more going on upstairs? Let's think about this. Let's think.
Oh, come on, Margaret. The guy is,
for whatever reason, the reason is obvious. He wasn't bright enough to know that going to America would be the very best thing for his son. And,
well, obviously, these two people are either divorced or separated or something, because there was a mother and a stepfather who perished, unfortunately. The little boy made it.
Well, whether they're divorced or not, she's coming to America. He's sitting in some, God only knows, a ramshackle dung heap in Havana, Cuba. Hello? Who has the brains in this family? Who wanted the best for this boy in this family? And Phil, all things aside, all politics aside, who knows their child better, a mother or a father?
And well, I don't know that you can,
Well, Phil, who knows their child better, a mother or a father? A mother has a special bond. You have to understand, the Cuban people in this country will not be denied. America can ignore the Yugoslavian. They can ignore the Haitian. They can ignore the Vietnamese. They can ignore all of these people. The Cuban people will not be denied. And we will have the child here. This is the message, Phil, I think, that's being given, and I think it is a very forceful one and a very clear one.
All right, Margaret Gray is with us, a syndicated columnist, about Elian Gonzalez. 1-800-449-8686. You're saying some things that are, you're saying some things that are almost inflammatory. You're saying a father doesn't know his child as well as a mother does.
Especially in this instance, Phil. This guy is not a brain surgeon sitting back in Havana while these...
Well, wait a minute. You can make the argument she wasn't much of a brain surgeon, you know, going across the very treacherous waters of the Florida Straits to try to get to America where her chances of survival were very, very slim. How smart is that?
She made a run for it. She took a chance. She made a break for the border. Can't you appreciate a mother's love? She made a break for the border, Phil. She rolled the dice. She lost. Big D. Big deal. Que sera, sera. What will be, will be. The father, this brain surgeon's down in Havana. Smart guy.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phelan on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, concerning that boy, I definitely think he needs to go back to his parent. They seem, from what I've seen on television, they seem like nice, responsible people, including his grandmother and all.
His grandmother is in America.
Well, wherever she is.
She's in America.
Okay.
If she's nice and smart and responsible...
Absolutely, Phil. If the grandmother is responsible, she's in America. Why not keep him with the grandmother?
First off, let's practice what we preach here in the United States in our system, that the child belongs with the natural parent, and the natural parent...
Well, how bright is this guy sitting down in Havana?
That is his country.
You see what I'm saying?
Ma'am, that is his country. And the thing, as you say, their case, she took a chance.
She rolled the dice.
Wait a minute. If she was concerned about that child who has no conception of what is best for his future, she would have never considered for her lover, her newfound love or whatever, to try to make it here and try to...
Have you ever... What is your name, sir? I'm Margaret. What is your name? Seriously.
John.
John.
Don.
Have you ever rolled the dice?
Oh, ma'am.
Taken the big chance?
Ma'am, I've rolled so many dice it'd blow your mind.
I love you. I love your guts.
But it
and that's
does
what
not,
she did.
It does not give me or anyone else the right to do something.
Do you know
and
this
make
song?
It and to make it try to make it
you
right.
Remember Doris Day? Do you remember Doris Day? When I was just a little girl.
We know the song.
Right.
It's Que Sera, Sera.
Exactly. What will be, will be.
Yes.
Let's grow a pair of... Excuse me.
As I was going to say, ma'am, the point is, like with that child there, the mother, if you say that her number
Let's grow a pair, John.
Her number one concern should have been about that child, as is of mine, I would never... To be in any
well, if you're
rich or any other predicament, or be here in the United States, or anywhere,
we've got to grow
never,
up here, Don.
Never would I put my
John?
Child in that danger.
It's Don.
Don,
yes.
We've got to grow a pair, a good, substantial pair. And let's roll the dice.
I would definitely disagree with anyone would think that you preach one thing here in America
and do the other.
And do the other.
All right, sir, thank you for your call. Got to take a break. I appreciate that. There's one man who definitely disagrees with you.
Phil, the Cuban people will not be denied. The Cuban American people want the child. And the child will stay.
We'll see about that, okay? These absolutes anger me a little bit. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking about Elian Gonzalez. Margaret Gray, syndicated columnist, is with us. And she says the kid should stay in America because how bright could his dad be? He's still back in Havana. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Speaking with syndicated columnist Margaret Gray about the Elian Gonzalez ongoing controversy. Don't you see anything in this thing as political, Margaret? Do you think that this is entirely about a boy belonging with his mother? His mother is gone. Don't you think he should be with his family? Why has this kid become a political football?
The child belongs with his relatives in Miami, Phil. The father is in a communist nation. There is a reason why courts generally award custody to the mother, and that is because the mother is closer. A mother knows her son. I know my sons. I have three sons. My husband cannot possibly hope to know my boys the way that I know my boys. And were this my boy, with my dying gasp, as the raft or whatever it was that she was on sank, I'd say, make sure that child gets to freedom. Freedom. Beautiful Miami. The Indians call it Miami. In the Will Smith song, Miami. You know what they did?
And that, however they pronounce it, I don't care.
That's what she wanted, though. Freedom. And yes, Doris Day said it very well. Que sera, sera. You know the song, Phil.
I know the song. What will be, will be. She rolled the dice. I understand. I just don't want to see this little boy turned into a political football where the Cuban-American community decides, aha, here's an opportunity for us to get our faces in a newspaper. Here's Charleston on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Charleston, hello. Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm calling. I think that little boy belongs with his father.
What, in a communist nation?
Yeah, in a communist nation. The kid is in no danger.
Have you ever lived under communism?
Have you?
I know people who have.
Okay, fine.
Well, what do you know about it?
This boy is in no physical danger, no mental danger, no danger of any type.
So send him back to the father, even though
right.
The mother wants. Do you have children?
Okay, see, okay.
Do you have children?
Okay. Let's look at it this
do
way.
Do you have children?
Yes, I do. Look
All
at
right.
it this
Would
way.
You want those children somewhere other than where you thought they should be? The boy's mother wanted him to taste and breathe freedom.
All right, let the lady say something, okay?
I want
okay?
my children.
I'm trying to move the conversation along.
I want my children where,
you are.
Where the child's parents are.
Where you are.
Where the yeah.
Where you are.
The United States, where
right.
I am.
All right.
And this boy belongs
and if
with
you
his
were in
parents.
Cuba, and if you were in Cuba, where would you want the child?
With me.
You'd still want him in Cuba?
Yeah.
Even if you
he's
were living
my
in a
child.
Dump heap?
He's my child.
Even if you were living in a dump. He's not a toy, dear. He's not your possession.
Didn't say he was.
He's his own man.
He is.
If you
okay.
lived in a dump
okay.
heap,
if
would you want him
if,
sharing
if
a dump heap with you?
If you lived in Cuba, would you want your child...
I wouldn't want him living in a dung heap. Not if I lived in a dung heap, no.
No, if you lived in a nice house.
Oh, I see.
Cuba.
They have nice houses in Cuba? I don't think
yeah.
so.
Have you ever been to Cuba?
Well, I'll answer the question for both of you. They have nice houses if you're a member of the Communist Party and you are a member of the inner circle. For the average person, no, they don't.
Well, there you go. Phil answered it for us.
Well, anyway,
so don't be naive, dear.
Okay,
I'm not being naive.
Look
at
this way.
You've already got that Confederate flag
hanging
over you.
Can I say something? Could I say something?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, how about forming a militia here? Get a bunch of soldiers who go over to all the communist countries and collect up all the little kiddies and bring them all over here because they'll have better lives here. Why don't we do that?
No, because not all their parents want them to be over here.
Well, obviously, his living parent does not want him over here.
But his dead parent did.
Well, that is too
bad. And the Cuban people will not be... Did that woman die in vain?
Did
that woman die in vain? She did not die in vain. I will see to it that she didn't die in vain.
The fact is...
And her little boy's stepfather...
The child has a living father.
All right, okay, we got it. Thank you very much. Here's Atlanta on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, I totally disagree with the columnist. Yes, ma'am. I totally disagree with you.
Go ahead.
The child needs to be back with the father.
You know, is this a broken record that we're hearing here tonight? The child needs to be back with the father.
No, it's just that you're harping on a tune just for sensationalism.
What if the child's father lived in a cage?
The child needs to go back.
And what if the child's father lived in a cage? Would the child need to be with him then?
Well, ma'am, the child's father does not live in a cage.
How do you know?
And he might not live according to your standards.
Well, where do you live?
To your standards.
Do you live in a dung heap?
To your standards.
Do you live in a dung heap?
No. The average Cuban person that's
there
that has a child.
You're messing with the Cuban people, sir, and they will not be denied.
Nobody. I'm Cuban myself.
Well, don't mess with, you know, really?
Yes, ma'am.
You sound black. The Cuban
obviously,
people,
you've never seen many Cubans.
I've seen them. And,
no, you haven't. For you to make a comment like that just shows your ignorance.
They look like
you
the
are
guy
just
on
jumping
Channel
on
34.
A bandwagon trying to make yourself seem so important over an issue you don't know anything about. You don't even know what the Cuban people are about. You don't even know what they look like.
Cuban
you don't even know what they sound
child.
Like. You only
I've
know the ones
them.
That you see or hear on TV trying
right.
to make a name for themselves.
Well, those are the ones that
you have Cuban, ma'am, listen. You have
like
Cubans black as tar. You have Cubans white as snow. So
I've
don't say,
Fidel
oh,
Castro.
He sounds black. No, ma'am. You just need to just get off the bandwagon, let the father have his son.
Right? No, I don't
it's not
think
for
so.
You to jump on somebody's bandwagon.
How bright can this guy be while he's living
for
down
a woman
in Cuba?
That is dead.
How can this
even
guy
in the Bible
be very bright?
The dead is conscious of nothing at all.
This guy lives in Havana. He's
dead.
Got to be the dumbest guy going. He lives in Havana. How
that
bright can he
nothing,
be?
Nothing, ma'am. The child needs to be with his father.
All right, thank you. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
God.
Hola, y gracias por volar en la aerolínea aria de Phil Henry.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray on the line with us. Elian Gonzalez, the little boy, and we've talked this about this a couple of times this week, once with a member of the Cuban-American community in Miami, and now with Margaret, who does a nationally syndicated column. Just the idea of a boy being taken from a father. You heard what the father said. He wants to break the necks of the politicians.
Look, Phil, I know Cuban people. I've been around them. I've traveled. They're very emotional. They get real crazy. They're very Latin. They're very hot-blooded. And they speak fast, and they wave their hands all over the place. You know how these people are. What I'm saying is, let's let cooler heads prevail. Let's let the American people raise this boy. Forget about the Cuban-American population in Miami, Phil, if you will. If you want, we can just put them on the back burner. Let's talk about the rest of us. We have a wonderful opportunity to raise this child in our image and likeness, the Freedom Child. And that's the name of my column tomorrow, the Freedom Child. Elian Gonzalez, Freedom Child, que sera, sera. But these Cubans, Phil, I know these people. Warm-blooded, gesticulating all over the place, hopping up and down in front of a TV camera. They play their dominoes out on Calle Ocho. They wear their hats, they smoke their cigars, etc., etc. They eat their runny eggs in the morning, and they have their Cubano coffee in the afternoon. Let's do something different. Let's bring the child to America. and make him the freedom child. Pretty good, huh?
Yeah, that's I'm bowled over.
Well, I really believe, Phil, there's poetry to that.
Yeah, I'm listening to you. I get the feeling you're very taken with your own words. But let's move on here. San Diego on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this is Charlemagne here. You there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we got to invade Cuba. I agree with what she's saying. I can't believe we even allow Cuba to use the Gregorian calendar. They think we're stupid, like we don't know what time it is. We should use this child on hamburger and car commercials as a symbol of freedom. Communists have no rights or feelings. That father has no rights. The mother died for freedom. This kid could become rich. What does he need a father for when he could be on TV and have a gold car?
Oh, your sarcasm doesn't move me.
He'll never get a credit card
your
in
Cuba. Your sarcasm doesn't move me.
I'm not being sarcastic.
Yeah, you're being sarcastic, and your sarcasm does not move me at all.
All right, let's go to Santa Rosa on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, I wanted to bring up, you know, if a mother tried to pull that garbage in this country, the Child Protective Agency would be all over her.
Pull what garbage?
Endangering
her child's
freedom?
Life? Give her child freedom? And let me explain life
there
to you, my dear. In America, where everything
no
is nice
should be
and
able to endanger the life of their
yeah,
child.
Yeah, I know, but you don't know the big bad world beyond
that's
the borders of this country.
That's why a child
okay?
is taken away from
and
their parents.
Well, she's making a point, okay? We're not talking about America. We're talking about the real world.
Yeah.
And the real world where most people live is a dangerous, despotic place with totalitarian governments, secret police, dragging you out of bed in the morning or dragging you out of bed in the middle of the night and questioning you in a police station without the your Miranda rights, okay? So you talk about America, you're not talking about the real world.
Thank you, Phil. That's my point. So you need to get your nose in life a little bit, son, because what's happening out there is that young people are not free, and mothers are desperately trying to find freedom for
the
young people.
I don't think the issue is freedom.
And well, I do, and I know Cuban people. They're hot-blooded people.
Hey, I was born here in California,
good
but if
for
that
you.
Father needed someone to hold the politicians down while he choked them their neck, I could do it.
I
don't think anybody has the right
you sound
to take
like Barney Fife. Okay, Barney?
If someone tried to take my kids, they'd be in trouble.
Oh, I'll bet.
Well, I mean, the man loves his kids.
Well, you know, all of this saber-rattling is one thing. I'm talking about reality.
Well, here's reality. You know, before the Industrial Revolution, all of the child-rearing manuals were addressed to fathers because fathers had the primary role. Now
well,
you think
great
that,
job
you think
did.
That mothers have this special bond with kids? Well, they do.
Well, they absolutely
but that's because they
do, yeah.
spend they spend the time with the kids.
That's right.
But you don't know that the father wasn't spending a lot of time with his son.
I do know that he's living in a dung heap in Havana while his mother tried to take him. The woman tried to take him to a better life in America. Now, who do you think is
by
going to win on
life?
Jeopardy there? Who do you think's going to win on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
By risking
there?
His life,
by risking her life to save her child.
Risking
it's
the child's life.
It's
not,
done.
Forget about her life,
honey. This
she's
is not America. This is the real world where you sometimes have to risk your life for freedom. We're
but
not living up in Santa Rosa picking apples.
Freedom is not worth your life.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess we know where you're coming from. That's here's San Bernardino on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, good for you, Phil. Very,
you know,
very good, Phil.
Well, I'm not exactly agreeing with you.
This lady is the most selfish woman I ever heard. Nobody will replace the love of a father.
Oh, right.
Okay, all these toys, and we're trying to cheat this child out of his parent. I mean, for a 5-year-old kid, what does it, the whole world values, the money or fortune,
slow
would
down.
Not replace the
slow
decent,
down. Slow down.
Would not replace
slow
the value.
More.
The value.
More.
Oh, come on, give me a break.
Slow down.
Would
I
not,
don't understand what you're saying. Slow down, please.
Okay. The, no matter what you give this child.
No matter what you give
the
child.
You will not replace,
you will not
the,
replace
the love
the
of
love
his parents.
Of his parents.
Correct. And I
correct.
Agree with that gentleman
and
who said.
I agree with the
gentleman
mother,
who
said.
The mother who risked
the
child
mother who risked the child's life.
For her freedom.
For her freedom.
She didn't risk her life for the freedom of the child.
Well,
she
you
did
come
the
from,
opposite.
Look, at, I know you Cubans. I know how you think.
Okay.
All right. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's right. I understand what you're saying.
All right. You're hot-blooded.
But,
you're crazy.
But we not.
Are you crazy?
We're not going to use this child as like you said, a rattling saber to make a point and put down a growing country just because we want to make a point. The kid belonged to his father. That's it. That's it. If this was...
I'd agree with you. I would agree with you.
If this was on the other foot, if this was an American kid, we would have a fourth war on our hands.
But the Cuban people will not be denied.
They are denied. They denied of one of their citizens.
Well, look, I'd agree with you if this father was a little bit brighter and was on the raft with him, but he stayed behind in Havana. And
yes, you've made that point many times. In other words, you're saying that because he stayed behind in Havana, he couldn't be a fit parent?
Bingo!
That's a wrong judgmental statement.
Anyone that lives in Havana is not a fit parent.
He is making the best he can. Not everybody can leave Havana. It's not that easy.
Well,
you know, only the lucky one can leave. But if you leave without your parents, if you leave without the family structure, you're still an orphan in another country, which means nothing.
Right. Thank you, sir, for your call.
Thank you.
1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray going to battle here with a variety of people on the issue of Elian Gonzalez and whether he belongs in America, whether he should go back home. And you say, keep him here in America.
It is what we're about, Phil. It's a country of freedom. It's a country of poetry. Give the child freedom. That's exactly what his mother wanted. And everyone that is saying that she was an irresponsible parent for coming over the raft, I say good for her for rolling the dice for freedom. You know, Phil, there was a song once by Bob Dylan called The Times They Are A-Changing. Come, citizens, gather, blah, 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 blah. You remember that song? It was all about freedom. Paul Revere and the Raiders did one called Kicks. And I think that was about freedom. But
Paul Revere and the Raiders. Look, lady.
I'm just saying that freedom was something we used to value because we had a generation of men in our lives. But now we've got, well, you've heard the men who've been calling up. That guy from Santa Rosa, that Barney Fife, freedom isn't worth dying for. Good God, when does he put his high heels on? Bring your husband next time, dear. That's what I'm talking about.
All right. Yeah, that's what I'm talking, whatever that is. Miami on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
I'm on the air?
Speak up, okay?
Okay. Hi, Phil. How are you?
Anything else?
Do you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. As far as Elian, I think he does belong with his father on the cause.
How much you've had to drink tonight, dear?
Margaret. Is that Margaret?
How much have you had to drink tonight, dear?
Not too much, Margaret.
Yeah, but you've been sloshing it down, haven't you?
Pardon?
You've been drinking a little bit tonight, haven't you?
Is that an issue here?
Yeah, a little bit.
Why is that an issue?
Well, I don't know that you're going to be able to make any sense.
Well, neither do you, so...
I make plenty of sense, dear. I don't make any sense to you because you're hearing it through an alcohol-hazed brain.
Oh, Margaret, you have...
Most everybody else understands what I'm saying.
You have a big, big problem. Okay.
No, the only problem I have is I respect freedom.
Okay.
And I understand the bond between a woman and...
Have you been to Cuba?
Yes.
Good.
There, you haven't, so I've got one up on
you. Oh, yes, I have.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
No, you have not.
Oh, yes, I have.
They did not allow people to go down to Cuba. I was a journalist.
I've been
to
Cuba.
Doing what?
Okay, I have been to Cuba.
Doing what?
I am a Cuban, okay?
By way of what, the Okefenokee Swamp? You're a Cuban? Dear, I've been down there as a journalist. I have reported on the things that I've seen. I know the dung heaps those people live in, and I can tell you, the worst thing you can do for that boy is to send him back to the living hell of Cuba, where he'll be conscripted into the Cuban army,
probably sent off to
Africa to fight in a war that he need not be fought in. And guess what? He won't even live to see his 21st birthday.
Okay,
if what you want to send that boy back to,
you know what?
Be my
guest. Mother put that boy's life in jeopardy.
For freedom.
Okay.
And freedom is worth dying
that
for.
That boy could have been
just
dead.
Just to answer that Santa
Coming
Rosa caller's
across
question.
The seas. The boy could have been dead.
You're dead inside. You don't risk anything for your freedom. You're dead. Have another drink. Suck another little bit of that Puerto Rican rum. And continue your internal death because you won't risk anything for your life. You think it was all just here before you got here.
Okay.
And will continue after you leave.
The boy could have been
That's
dead
right, but he lived.
Because the mother did
the
something
risk.
Stupid.
What do you think, Mr. Henry?
I think freedom is worth the risk, yes. And I think
but
we do have a generation
could
of...
Have
and
been
I
th- dead.
Yeah, ma'am, you know what? If you're looking to free your life up, sometimes you have to risk death to do that. And I think that's the point Margaret's making.
Exactly.
exactly. But you want to kill your
and we have a generation we have a generation of Americans who have completely lost touch with taking a chance for a bigger life. We sit at home, we think everything is just sort of a television show. That guy up there in Santa Rosa, Margaret was right. You know, he made the definitive statement at the end of his call. Freedom is not worth dying for. There was a time in our country when we believed the opposite, that freedom was worth dying for. But we have a generation of Americans now who think that it's all one big TV show.
Bravo, Phil.
It is not that I agree with you, Margaret, but I'm just saying, what?
Ilion is not a big TV show.
Yeah, he is. He's a TV show to you. He's a TV show to Margaret. He's a TV show to everybody. Freedom, yes, is worth dying for some people, and some people have died for it. But
Bravo, Phil.
Oh, shut up.
I agree with you.
But the child died instead of.
I know, but you're not hearing anything I'm saying, and neither are you, Margaret. So both of you, clam up. We're taking a break. That was my little speech for it. I hope, you know, it's just a speech.
Bravo, Phil. I think that it was
Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. With Margaret Gray on the line from Santa Monica this evening. Here is Miami Beach. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Margaret, are you there?
I'm right here, Phil, yes.
Tell me, where is it written that a father cannot love and care for a child the same as a mother? I'm a mother, I'm a grandmother.
Well, you know how it is.
No, I don't know how it is.
Well, let me explain it to you.
Yeah.
A mother has a special bond. I have three boys.
Good for you. But you wouldn't trust him to your husband. Is that what you're saying? If something happened to you, you do not want to feel that your husband
you know
can take
that
care
a mother
of them?
You know that a mother knows her children far, far better.
I do not agree
than
with
any
you.
Man.
I do not agree with you.
Who's a,
secondly,
who's a boy's best friend?
Pardon?
Who's a boy's best friend?
Who's a his mother, if she's there.
That's exactly
and if not,
right.
The father is there. And tell me.
His mother.
With all, you know, all these...
I think you need to understand something.
Yeah, let me tell you something.
Wait a minute, Margaret. This woman is a grandmother. You said you're a grandmother, ma'am?
I'm a mother and a grandmother.
And a grandmother.
How many kids did you have?
I have two.
I have three.
They get mazel tov, Dale. So big deal.
See?
But so what?
Well,
you can love one, you can love two, you can love ten.
How many grandkids have you got?
I have two.
Well, big deal.
So what? But here's my question.
I have
all
three
these,
sons.
This family that's looking after this child now, nobody's working. Everybody's home with a kid. No, they come to school. Nobody works.
It's busy right now for them. It's very busy for them right now. There's a lot of media. There's a lot of media coverage.
Because nobody goes to work. Who's feeding these people? Who's paying their expenses?
We have a wonderful
thing
in our country. Well, we have a wonderful thing in our country.
And when they go marching, not one carries an American flag. They're carrying Cuban flags.
What's wrong with welfare?
What's that?
What's wrong with them being on welfare?
On welfare?
Yeah.
I don't think so. They're not. They don't look like they're. And so if they can be on welfare here, look, that child belongs to his father. And I'll tell you something else.
Wait a second.
Uncle
You've
Sam
got to figure
is sending,
this one out.
Uncle Sam is sending him back.
Don't piss these
Cubans
off.
There is no way
off.
In hell that kid's going to stay here.
Don't piss these. You're in Miami Beach right now.
Yes, I live in Miami Beach.
Well, then you're right there in the thick of it.
I'm here watching all this going
and
on.
I would be careful because if you piss off these Cubans, they're very hot-blooded.
Oh, so big. So what?
They're very
they
hot.
Destroy, they can destroy things. Nobody can get through the roads. Nobody
I'm
can travel.
Saying, well,
you can't
you mean,
go to
that,
work.
That slowdown thing was a much ado about nothing. Somebody ran out of gas. Big deal.
Oh, come on. Nobody ran out of gas.
That's exactly
they were tied up for hours. They couldn't get to work.
They said they were doing that on purpose.
No, wait a minute. The newspaper said that the Cubans did a purposeful slowdown
Absolutely.
Of traffic.
No.
They blocked
not
the
true.
Roads completely.
They ran out of gas. The guy,
oh, come on.
Somebody,
that's a lot of crap.
No, it's not. I know because I
These
have friends down
there.
These
big trucks were filled with gas. They deliberately and purposely stopped this city.
The guy
completely.
Had a flat tire.
Oh, come on.
That's
These
what happened.
These did not have flat tires.
That's what happened. That's why
no,
it slowed
yeah.
down.
I was here. I saw this.
Were you driving?
I was here.
Were you driving?
Yes.
You drive at 81?
Yes. People drive till 90. I worked until I was 80, for God's sakes.
You're driving a car at 81?
Uh-huh. Yes, yes.
You got a
yes.
license?
It's legal.
And it's a legal license.
It's legal, yes. I passed the test and
I
drive.
Miami Beach. Why does that ring a bell? Isn't that where that lady ran over all those people at the bus stop?
You have no accidents where you in California?
We don't have.
You don't have accidents?
Well, pardon me, dear. We don't have old people running their cars through Denny's restaurant windows and things like that.
But this has nothing to do with the price of tea in China.
Well, you people are down there driving your cars into the
Wendy's. And I'll tell you something else. That child is going back because the American government is not going to let him stay here.
Telling everybody that the throttle stuck, I doubt it very much.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I lay a dollar to donuts, he goes back. He goes back to his father. And his mother left because she wanted his freedom with her lover. She did not want to be in Cuba. She wanted to be with
her
lover.
He was a stepfather.
He was not married to her. They were not married.
How do you know that?
Because it's been proven. It's been shown in the papers. I don't know what papers you read.
You believe everything you read?
You believe everything you read, right?
Wait a second.
That one up.
That was the fact that the Cubans were slowing the traffic down. You think they were doing it on purpose?
Of course they were doing it on purpose.
A couple of guys get a flat tire, and you're making
tear gas to break them up so traffic could go through.
That's the first time I've ever heard of tear gas being used on a motorist who's disabled.
Oh, yes, it was in all the papers.
Well, the next time you have a flat tire, I hope they don't fire tear gas at you.
Well, I'll tell you something. You are so full of it that it's a shame to talk to you.
Absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. The things that she's saying.
You're telling me that the traffic slowdown in Miami was as the result not so much of the purposeful action of these activists, but somebody had a flat tire.
I'm saying, Phil, that that's what I heard. And
well, the lady in Miami Beach said that she read in the paper that...
She believes everything she reads. Is that it? Well, I don't. I'm my own woman. I have my own mind. Thank you. I don't let the Miami Herald make it up for me or whatever it is that they read down there, the comic books or whatever it is that she reads. I am here, the Aventura Times. I don't know. But I...
Okay, we got your opinion. Thank you. Bakersfield on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Hello. Sir? Wow, that Bakersfield call is gone?
Hello?
Yeah, I got you. Yes, sir, okay. Go ahead.
Oh, Margaret, what I wanted to tell you, I'm a boy separated both from my mother and my father. Now let's hear an opinion from somebody who knows the situation.
Well, how old are you? Hello?
Yes, I'm 20 years old.
Well, I hope you're not living with them anymore. Big deal.
Well, let's you're just saying that the boy belongs with the mother because, in your opinion, the mother has a closer bond with the child. That is not true. I have a closer bond with my father, and he didn't even raise me. My mother raised me. What you're saying is just an opinion.
All right, we've lost obvious contact with it. We've lost obvious contact with any ounce of creativity the show might have had.